This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A public school in Lawrence, Kansas has been renamed in honor of an Oglala Lakota Olympian. As Rhonda Lavaldo reports, Billy Mills Middle School celebrates the gold medalist, and the recent rededication ceremony also marked its 50th anniversary.
Billy Mills, Oglala Lakota, began his speech with a question from a student asking about the comparison of racism today and that of the past. He stated it brought him to tears, but it was a question that needed to be asked and talked about.
The racism today, we know what's caused it, which provides us the answers of how to solve it, if we're willing, and I know we are willing. Our country is on the brink. Do we develop into a full-fledged democracy and experience the sacredness that a flag betrays? Or do we withdraw and become a full-fledged autocracy? So I challenge everybody here to study, to learn, and in some way, how we can put that into our educational system and empower all of our young people.
Carol Cadu Blackwood, Kickapoo tribal member, initiated the move to change the name of the school from South Middle School to Billy Mills Middle School, and still couldn't believe it had happened.
It's overwhelming. It is. I'm still in shock. I can't believe it happened. I still have to stop myself and pinch myself because this is the first school in my research, first public school that I could find that's been a public school renamed after a Native American.
Next on Cadu Blackwood's list is she wants to push for Native American history to be taught in Kansas. As for Billy Mills, one more honor will be bestowed upon him. The University of Kansas announced Mills will be given an honorary doctorate of humane letters at their commencement in May of 2019. This is Rhonda Lavaldo for National Native News.
A number of tribes from the Rocky Mountain region joined bison conservation groups in Boulder, Colorado, recently for the first ever Tribal Bison Summit. Melody Edwards has more.
Eastern Shoshone member Jason Baldes was recently hired by the National Wildlife Federation to serve as the tribal buffalo coordinator. He says part of the event was a drumming ceremony celebrating National Bison Day.
The spirits were with us. You know, there were eagles flying over the top of us as well as cranes. And it was kind of an emotional and spiritual moment to kind of convene the summit in that way through ceremony.
Tribes around the Rocky Mountain region have been working for years to relocate genetically pure wild bison from Yellowstone National Park to reservations. Baldes has been instrumental in building a herd for the Eastern Shoshone in Wyoming, which is now up to 23 animals. He says at the summit, leaders discussed the challenges of getting more wild bison into the care of tribes.
We're still trying to break through this barrier of treating buffalo like cattle. And it's kind of an ingrained philosophy that buffalo are rarely considered wildlife, and so it's a paradigm shift.
Baldes says the 23 bison on his reservation have encouraged the return of many plant, reptile, and bird species to the landscape. But he says it's also meant cultural healing.
When it comes to tribal communities, it's not only about ecological restoration. It's about being proud and strong in who we are as buffalo people.
As part of that effort, Baldes says his tribe is currently working collaboratively with the Northern Arapaho to expand the fenced-in range of wild bison on the Wind River Reservation in the near future. That means obtaining more bison from the Fort Peck Reservation's quarantine program. Baldes says he's hopeful the new Yellowstone National Park superintendent, Cam Shawley, will be supportive of that program. Shawley took over earlier this summer after his predecessor, Dan Wenk, was reassigned but chose to retire instead. For National Native News, I'm Melody Edwards.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by the Craig Newmark Graduate School of Journalism's MA in Social Journalism, rethinking journalism as a community service. Application deadline is December 14th at journalism.cuny.edu. Support provided by BNSF Railway. BNSF is proud to be a gold-level memorial donor for the creation of the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. More at americanindian.si.edu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.